Unit 2, pages 18 and 19. Reading. The Man at the Fountain. Philippe was standing by his cousin's newspaper stall when he noticed the thief. Philippe knew he was a thief because his picture was in the newspapers. In fact, his picture was in every one of the newspapers that his cousin was selling at this very moment. The square was bustling on this hot afternoon. Several stalls were selling cold drinks and snacks. People were sitting in the shade of the trees around the edge. Cooing pigeons strutted hopefully around the benches. Buses with dusty windows were cruising around the square. They wove their way through the never-ending flow of traffic. Now and again, one stopped under the trees. Its engine hummed noisily as the doors hissed open. Blue-grey fumes rose into the air, their oily smell mixed with the scent of roses that drifted from the flower seller's stall. Waiting passengers pushed their way onto the bus, while others left it and hurried away across the square. Nobody was taking any notice of the thief, but Philippe did not stop watching him. He was difficult to recognise. He did not look exactly like his pictures because he was in disguise. But Philippe knew it was him. The police were looking for this man all over the city, and now here he was, just a few metres from the newspaper stand. He was standing at the fountain in the middle of the square. He was almost hidden by a group of tourists with clicking cameras. They chatted and laughed as they took their photos. The square was famous for the fountain. Travellers to the city always took photos of the fountain with its beautiful statues and cascades of tinkling water. It was made from white marble that glistened like Arctic ice. In the four corners were huge leaping fish. Water spurted from their gaping mouths and splashed into the pool. In the centre of the pool, two powerful galloping horses were pulling a magnificent chariot that was driven by a warrior of ancient times. The thief was mingling with the tourists who were throwing seeds to the pigeons and photographing the elegant buildings around the square. Philippe thought about getting closer. He took a few steps forward.
"Hey!"
Philippe heard his cousin's voice.
"Aren't we going to the match? I'll finish here soon."
Philippe nodded and looked back at the man who was sliding a small camera from his pocket. He took several photos of the square. While Philippe was watching, he realised that one building particularly interested the thief. It had six white columns at the front. Broad steps led up to the massive wooden doors, and a blue and gold flag was flying above the vast entrance. It was certainly a beautiful building and a good one to photograph. It used to belong to a duke. Now it was the city bank. Philippe frowned and stared harder at the man. Just then the group of tourists hurried away towards their bus. Startled pigeons took off in a cloud of grey. The thief was suddenly alone. As if he felt Philippe's eyes on him, the man turned towards the fountain. An ice cream seller pushed his cart across the square and stopped in front of the fountain. Philippe could no longer see the man. When the ice cream seller moved on, the man was gone. Philippe frowned again.
"Perhaps he knew I was watching him," he thought.
Just then, Philippe spotted a movement among the trees at the edge of the square. The thief was darting towards the main street that led away from the square. It was at that moment that Philippe decided to follow him.